98.1 KZE. We are broadcasting from the Catskill Summer Solstice Celebration and New York State Make Music Day. We just heard from AKA COD with Sunburns Out, Summertime Sing from Chuck Prophet, and Laura Veers with Sun Is King. Adam, do you have any friends over there to chat with us?
I just may, Faith.
You always have friends
first
around.
Of all, this is, well, this, let me just say, take a moment, if I can. We've been working together for several years now, and I have never had the real pleasure to be on the air with you. So let me just say that what a pleasure that is.
Same.
And to create this special event together with you is just, the rewards are just keep coming. That's all I can say. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
I am here with a friend, a new friend, Sydney Schutte, who is, I got that right?
You got that right.
Excellent. Well, I'm when I say I'm excited, this time I mean it because Sydney here, and you'll understand what I mean, is the proprietor of the community theater, which just recently reopened its doors, which is, for anybody up here, is very exciting because it's a beautiful theater.
We're reopening this fall.
Excuse me, this fall.
I was going to say, don't run to the theater
right now,
you guys. Doors are locked.
Well, you can.
Yeah, you can. We're handing out popcorn.
You are. right now. Exactly. Oh, in the fall. Well, pardon me for misspeaking, but I'm very excited about that. And you guys also are running the highway drive-in theater
in
Coxsackie, right on Route 9W.
That's right. And that is open right now.
I should think so. Well,
yeah.
You got to optimize the summer for that. You know, my son is here and we're waiting for the right movie. We're going to head over to the highway. I love that. First of all, there's four screens.
Absolutely right.
Right? Screening movies at the same time.
Yeah. It's very cool. Just stand in the middle of the field and you can kind of see, you know, a little peek of everything. So we really run eight movies a night because every feature is a double.
Right. You usually have one around. Well, yeah, you have to wait till it gets dark out, right?
Yeah.
So you get the ultimate experience projection-wise. And then you can just tune in on the right frequency in your car radio and have a great time. A lot of people like to sit on the back, like if they have a flatbed on the back or something, and they make it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody brought, you know, like a porch swing yesterday. I mean, people, they set up all sorts of amazing seating, air mattresses and, you know, lawn chairs. And other people just sit in their cars, and that's perfectly comfortable, too.
Yeah. Well, tell me how you got into this business of running movie theaters, for lack of another word.
Sure. I mean, kind of by accident. The long story short is we were looking for a house, and the highway was up for sale. And my partner Greg and I just kind of fell in love with it, and you know, now we rent a house and we have a drive-in.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine maybe 4 years ago that this would be your story?
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm so grateful. And I know so many people are listening in that are from the general area up here are grateful to you. And you said Greg? Greg is your partner?
Greg's my partner, yes.
Yeah, for you guys to do that. That was incredible, incredibly selfless because that is such the drive-in experience. I just think it is so unique and special. And I have very nostalgic memories of going to drive-ins as a very young person living in Queens. There used to be drive-ins all over the place. So thank you guys for doing that. And
it's
tell me,
truly our pleasure, I got to say.
Okay.
And we just appreciate the community support.
Yeah. I keep you in dry. Sorry for interrupting. I want to we're going to support what you guys are doing, and we're going to kind of put out the good word about the highway drive-in and also about the community theater, which has been laying dormant essentially for the last bunch of years, as far as I know.
Yeah, it closed in 2020, as many things did.
Right.
We are really excited to be reopening this fall. The building's owner, Ben, got some wonderful grants to do a few updates, things like the restrooms and the concession stands.
Right.
And so we're just kind of waiting for that to all be completed, and then we're excited to open our doors and welcome people back.
Well, again, I think like music up here and other creative arts, film is really valued up here. So I'm going to send out, and I have a very good feeling about it, the community theater and it becoming a big success. So, again, any way we can support what you guys are doing, we'll do here at the station. That'd be great. I'm speaking with Sydney Schutte here at the summer solstice in the village of Catskill today. And it's starting to get real crowded here, Faith. People are really showing up in numbers now. Strollers with their dogs. I was talking with Sydney about all the modes of entertainment up here. And I think we have an entertainment calendar to play for folks.
That's right, we sure do. Here's our entertainment calendar. On the other side, we've got music from the David Wax Museum. This is 98.1 KZE.